2017 was by far the best year of my 17-year career, and I wanted to press pause and reflect on some of the good things that are going on at Peak so clients can get caught up to speed if they've missed something throughout the year, and so prospective clients can gain more of a transparent understanding of what we're doing and how we're servicing clients. This is your chance to kick the tires and look under the hood. It's also nice to document positive results.
Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the 27th episode of Finding True Wealth. Now, let's start with the high-level numbers. We brought in a record number of new client households last year with a total of 36. We also brought in a record amount of new client money of $16.8 million. And we crossed over the $100 million client assets level in May and ended up the year with $114 million. So combined with market growth, assets were up over 30% for the year. We brought in that $16.8 million, but we also lost three clients for a total of $1.1 million. One guy decided he wanted to work with a robo-advisor. Another handed the money over to his brother-in-law, and the third was terminated by us. We had to fire one. We can't do business with people who habitually won't take our advice and who are an energy drain, meaning that they are sucking energy away from my soul or my staff's. I need to be at my best for all of our clients. We just can't have those types of relationships. Another way we lose money is because people are taking money out of their accounts for their required minimum distributions. You know, they're just paying for retirement, paying off their house, paying for tuition, stuff like that. Another factor is deaths. We've had six or eight deaths in the last couple of years, and you just never know what the beneficiary is going to do. And oftentimes, sadly, the beneficiary cashes out their accounts immediately. So how did we attract this new $16.8 million? But first, let's do a little digging. About $5 million came from existing clients. It means that they made an additional deposit after they were a client already. Perhaps they retired. Maybe they changed jobs and did a rollover. Maybe they received their own inheritance. It's important for us to recognize that our existing clients are continuing to make significant deposits into their accounts. It's better than any survey results could give us. People are voting with their money, and if they're adding more, that's a good thing. The next big category is introductions, and that was another $6 million. And again, this shows us that people are voting with their money and sticking their neck out on the line for their friends, family, coworkers. They're introducing us to those people, and it's huge. It means that they're so happy about the client experience with us that they are putting their necks on the line in an effort to promote us. And one step further, they believe that their family and friends need the work that we provide, and they would hate to see them use someone else. So they make the introduction to us. We used to call this a referral, but in my mind, a referral is more like handing out a business card and saying, hey, I've got a guy. And an introduction is where they're actually facilitating the meeting. And in these types of cases, our success rate is nearly 100%. I simply can't remember the last time we had a strong introduction and we were not hired by that prospective client. I've been part of the same business networking group since 2003, and have developed some great relationships with other local small business owners. And I've received a lot of referrals over the year from these people, and I've been able to refer my clients to other trustworthy professionals as well. So it's definitely been a win-win over the years. And this year, my relationships from this networking group has been about $3 million. Earlier in 2017, we were named a Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro. And as a result, we received a lot of attention from the Ramsey community, and we brought in about $2 million with those efforts. And the final category is what I call off the street. That's someone who looked us up online and came in through the website or social media or something like that. And that was a smaller number, a little under $2 million. And that's a good transition to the next topic because we just released our new website, a significant upgrade from its predecessor. Check it out. Let me know what you think at peakwm.com. It's got a nice web 2.0 feel with our video, which automatically loads at the top. And I'm also putting a lot of energy into search engine optimization, so our site is showing up near the top of important search terms like CFP near me or financial planner Plymouth, Michigan. We spend a lot of time and energy in this area with very limited results, but I believe that we need to show up, you know, at the top of the Google listings, and we need to put our best foot forward, even though the results haven't supported it yet. But who knows, maybe these other people I've described above, they started at the website, they use that as a tool to become familiar and to make up their mind. I just don't have a good way of measuring that yet. And the same thing can be said about this podcast. Now that I've changed the hosting service to Podbean from our website PeakWM, I can monitor the stats and see how many people are listening and stuff like that. We just published our 25th episode, and I plan to keep producing it because it turns out I have a lot to say. I find myself telling existing clients to go back and listen to this episode or that episode to drive home a point. For example, when someone is struggling with understanding their cost of living, I tell them to go back and listen to episode 13 about tracking their expenses and net worth. And if they're thinking about retirement and what are they going to do in retirement, I have tremendous resources in this area. I can direct them to Donna Martin's episode as a certified retirement coach, episode 16, Keith Lawrence, who's the author of Your Retirement Quest, episode 10, or maybe talking with Chip DeClue, talking Halftime, episode 14. And then finally, Am I Ready to Retire? And that's episode 8. But is this effort helping to grow the business? I don't really know, but as long as it's a library of reference material for existing clients, I think it is is well worth it, and I'm happy with it. Along the same lines of the original content for this podcast, I've done some original work writing material for our blog, and some of that's been picked up by Investopedia.com. And after getting posted to Investopedia, a couple of the articles were picked up by NASDAQ.com, BusinessInsider.com, and Yahoo Finance. And that was pretty cool. And some of the most popular articles based on client feedback were thinking of your HSA health savings account as an investment account rather than a pay-as-you-go arrangement. And then the Roth conversion sweet spot episode, talking about how some retirees before age 70 are in a sweet spot where they're able to convert up to $25,000 from their IRA to a Roth IRA with little or no tax due under the right circumstances. Back to the website for just a second. I mentioned that we have the new video which auto-loads at the top. We cut that video back in July at the office. We invested significant money working with a local firm to produce, edit, and coach. I'm very pleased with the results. If you haven't seen the full video, it's on the homepage at PeakWM. And spending a lot of time and energy and money with no, again, it's spending a lot of time and energy with no way to actually measure the success. But ultimately, I think that we're doing a lot of good things, and it's hard to tell what's the most important factor, but they're all helping to move us in the right direction. Another major development, which was very recent, is our partnership with institutions who provide 403B services to universities, colleges, hospitals, K through 12, like teachers, and other nonprofits. So basically, if you work for one of these organizations, think University of Michigan or Michigan State, we now have the capability for you to hire us directly so we can handle your 401, 403, 457. In the past, we were unable to provide official advice in this area. In fact, only 1% of RIA firms have relationships like this in place. So I think this could be a huge growth path for Peak in 2018 and beyond, and I think it's virtually untapped. Another key development for 2018 is going to be partnering with Betterment to provide the Peak Digital experience. And I think that this Peak Digital Advice Program is important for folks who want a better digital experience, but they don't need all the bells and whistles that TD Ameritrade Institutional offers. We have two staff. Patty is our operations manager, and Renee supports Patty in operations. And I'm proud that we've implemented a bonus program after the first quarter of 2017, which allows the staff to receive comp based on the overall growth of the firm. And with growth in number of households, we have to be careful with how many households we can take. That's why we're raising our minimums for new clients to 500,000, but we'll still accept small cases for our Peak Digital Advice Program. And for the benefit of our existing clients, we simply can only take on a limited number of new clients going forward. And another detail with TD Ameritrade is that we've negotiated lower rates for our UMAX program. We've also secured an agreement which waives all custody fees for all alternative investments, such as private equity, hedge funds, and non-traded real estate investment trusts. And finally, TD Ameritrade Institutional continues to add quality investment managers and strategists to the platform, not to mention nearly tripling the list of free ETFs, which is the most robust list in the industry. So in a nutshell, we've been with TDA for over 2.5 years, and it still feels like we're on our honeymoon. I absolutely love TD. And finally, with the market up double digits and a newly signed tax bill providing some tailwind, hopefully clients will be adding more money and making even more quality introductions in 2018. Now, if you're looking for a second opinion on what you're doing with your money, reach out and apply for an appointment. You can email me directly, nick@peakwm.com, or learn more at peakwm.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.